When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Did you know most traditional creams or serums are made up of about 70% water, 15% going into emulsifiers and preservative, and that makes up the goo of the cream. And that leaves only 15% for active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But there is a better way. Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber Skincare harnesses nanofibers. They're tiny natural fibers, 500 times smaller than a human hair. And their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years and just a year ago achieved a remarkable breakthrough encapsulating active ingredients directly into these natural nanofibers. So the result is a formulation free from water, emulsifiers, and preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but five times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is an anti-wrinkle, and it's not just effective, it is fast. Upon the application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly, but that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. It's worth checking out their Instagram, Fiber Skincare, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect, and it's easier to apply this by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into the skin super quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack. It's a precursor for the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. With their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. And if you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They have clinically tested the program to be the most effective if you use the 1 week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you their monthly pack to remind you to do it. And you can pause or cancel it at any time, and it gives you the control of your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. That's fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. This is Mary from the Bay.
And it's Courtney from LA, although I guess I am in San Diego. Okay, it doesn't rhyme. It doesn't work. I should just really stop trying to do that.
I love that place, and I'm jealous that you're there. I would love to be there with you.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's just a little staycation at a friend's house. Just, you know, change of scenery. I feel refreshed. I feel happier about when I have to log into meetings and talk to people and have an ocean view. Not that I didn't have that at my mom's house, but, you know.
It feels different. Mm-hmm. A different ocean.
I'm also, like, on a high right now, too, because I did something today.
What?
I bought a Peloton.
Oh, welcome to the club.
I bit the bullet, so it's, you know, now I'm like, well, when is it coming? He's like, November 18th. I'm like, oh, so you know it's the 30th of September today. And he's like, well, you should be lucky it's coming that soon. I'm like, okay, I'm going
to
take it as a
win. Did you, like, talk to someone on the phone?
Oh, yeah, I did this over the phone.
Oh, interesting way to buy it.
Is it? I had a lot of questions.
Oh, okay.
I had a lot of questions. I needed a lot of answers. I needed a lot of, like, cajoling, and I needed a lot of, like I was like, so tell me the difference between the bikes. And then he'd, like, tell me why on, you know, the bike plus versus the bike. And I was like, okay. He's like, I mean, you could buy either, though. They're great. And I'm like, no. I was going to get the plus. I just needed the reassurance. Like, I just.
So what is the difference with the plus? And what is the price difference?
You can look that up.
Okay.
Basically,
I heard
it's
like
better
people
syncing with your Apple Watch. The thing, the tablet turns like 360 degrees, and so I do a lot of like yoga, so I can like move it, so I can have a yoga space. And then the speaker system is a little bit different. I don't. You know what? I don't know.
You just got yeah.
You got I like it, shiny you and in. New. You know, someone hangs something new
it makes
in front
sense.
Of my face.
When you're buying like a technology product too, it's probably best to buy the most recent one.
Oh, except would you for say an that Apple about Watch. Your Apple Watch.
Well, because we can't trust me. This is gonna be shattered in 2 more months. So
that's true. That's true. But you know, it just felt nice that I was like, okay, I'm contributing to my health.
Oh yeah. No, you'll love it.
At some point, I have to move back to my own place.
We can ride together.
Yeah, we'll have some jury rides. How fun would that be?
Together but separate.
Yeah, well, you know, that's my favorite thing. As I'm with a few friends down here, and I told my mom, I was like, I don't think I know how to socialize anymore. It's been really awkward.
Are you doing fine, or like, how's it going?
I don't know. Like, sometimes I'm just like, well, there's also 4 of us trying to, like, work down here, so it's a little bit more difficult when you're all in the same space on meetings and everyone's, like, yelling. So I've made, like, this makeshift desk in my room that I'm staying in, which you can see right now. I'll give you a little view. So, like, here's the room, and here's, like, my little desk.
Oh,
and,
sure.
Like, I'm literally, like, in the corner. But it's, like, so they'll be like, oh, I thought you were napping because I'll be gone for, like, 2 hours. I'm like, no, you guys, everybody's just loud, and, like, we're all trying to work, and I'm just trying to, like,
sure.
I need to talk to someone, you know? So, but let's talk about your workspace, because this is my workspace, and this is what I'm dealing with, but, like, you're back at school.
I go in person. I went Monday, I went Tuesday, and I went Wednesday.
And you guys, she looks great. She's in a dress today. She has makeup on her face. Like, she, like, is put together for the kindergartners.
I am. But wearing a mask.
Mm-hmm.
No, but they're doing good. They wear their masks the whole day, and they don't touch each other, which I'm literally shocked about. And I just Purell everything all the time. And I will wear gloves sometimes to do certain things, like snack.
Mm-hmm. You have to.
Because I'm opening all their stuff.
Oh, gosh.
But no, they're doing great. And no, it feels good to be. I'm just like, I was ready to go back. So it feels good to be back. It's better for them. It's I think it's better for me. So it's better for everybody.
You get a change of scenery as well. You know?
The amount I've gotten done in the last 3 days compared to, like, I did like 7 errands after work today.
Last week, Mary was like, I was at the office till like 6. I was like, that made me just laugh. I was like, so you're like a regular working person. Granted, I know school's totally different with kids and stuff, but I just was laughing when you're like, yeah, long day.
Well, right now, it's like they're only coming 8 to 12:30, but today, all I had was someone did the recess with them for 15 minutes, so I was there 4.5 hours by myself.
Listen, we salute you because I know a lot of parents are probably, I think a lot of parents, you know, you're battling that, do I send them back and whatnot, so thank you for doing your job and kind of putting yourself out there.
Yeah, well, let's just hope for the best.
Mm-hmm. So this week was kind of light in a good way, I feel. I don't know about you, but like last night, there's obviously this debate, and it's just, it feels like a lot of energy is taken out. So it was like Having Potomac on Sunday, I watched that episode like 3 different times.
Loved it. Wow. So much.
I mean, I watched it fully through, and then I was like, I need to rewatch that beginning again. And then, you know, like I just kind of like put it on because I was like, I don't have anything else to watch for the podcast this week. Like
I'm saving this. So I did a Peloton ride and I watched Below Deck and I was like, this is so boring. Basically Tom freaks out this week like the crazy baby, and then it came out, you know, that he cheated on Malia, and then Malia and Sandy were both on Watch What Happens Live. There was no mention of Sandy doing the outing. I also heard that they might be filming together right now. I don't know if that's true. And then basically like Malia was like, yeah, I'm single, and Andy kept on like asking, and she just kept on being like, well, no, I'm single. And he's like, did you guys like have an open relationship? Did he get together with someone else on a boat? And she's like, more open than I thought. So it sounds like they were on different ships and he did what?
Two ships sailing in the night, you know? Yeah. I always think, because people are always like, how come they don't like say this and Watch What Happens Live? And I think it's because the reunion hasn't been taped yet.
No, it already has, because Andy brought that up too, because he said to Malia 2 weeks ago when we filmed the reunion, you and Tom were like
fine. You know,
yeah, like he said all over each other at the reunion. So maybe they filmed. So they were filming together.
That's so interesting, because usually I feel like he won't grill people too hard when they're on Watch What Happens Live, because they might not show up to the reunion or something. So it's really interesting he didn't mention that, and I wonder why.
Also, why would they film the reunion so far in advance in terms of like?
Because it's probably a Zoom reunion, and they have to do a lot of editing. I've noticed, like, the Beverly Hills one was taped really early too. So I think it's just because, like
to join it together.
Yeah, to edit it well. So who knows? Guys, I also, last week, I mean, I'm gonna eat my words. I said Andy would never go on Brandy's podcast and he'd go on Bethany's first. And then literally the next day it was released and I was like, oh, okay. Well, wow, I don't even think our podcast, nobody's even listened to it yet this week before this news came out. Damn it.
Yeah.
Now, I didn't listen to it because I refused to give listens, but I did hear that at the end she had her sons basically begging for her job back.
Oh, that's just crass.
Gross. Like, are we all done with Brandy now?
I think, I mean, everyone's been done.
Everyone's been done for a while. Okay.
Wait, going back to the Below Deck.
Yeah.
So, basically. This week, Jess... Jess freaks out thinking Rob and Aisha are like, she like saw them take a photo and Aisha put her arm around him and said she
around his shoulders,
his butt. And then also he's being kind of flirty with a charter guest as well, but she just cannot. She's a very jealous woman, and I think she has right to be, because she's been cheated on a lot. But I just thought that was kind of that. I feel like I need to know if they're going to Bali. And then Alex has been made lead deckhand for the last time. They showed a little bit of Pete this episode. Like he doesn't get any talking parts though.
That's okay. Yeah. I thought Pete was demoted though a long time ago. Like again, no. Stopped
watching. But this was like the most we've seen him in an episode in terms of just like sitting at a table with all.
No. I'm sorry. I thought I meant that I thought he got demoted from lead deckhand.
No, he did. Sorry. Yeah.
Oh,
but now Alex is for the last.
Oh, so they. So they didn't promote anybody. He just was demoted, but nobody was promoted until now.
Right.
Got it. Okay. I mean. Am I missing anything by not watching?
I like it. It's just mindless.
Yeah. Well, do you like it, though, because you don't have to take any notes on it?
That's really why. Like, I could go on the Peloton and do it. That's why I had to, like, save Potomac, because I need to be alert to watch this.
Yeah. I mean, and we'll get into it, because that's, like, the only show we're really going to be covering this week. But so, like, anything else that you wanted to mention about Below Deck?
No, let's
Bugsy talk. And Alex. I did see Alex posted on Instagram that they're together right now.
They're in Florida. But I don't think they're together together. I think they're physically together.
Physically in the same place together.
Right.
So OC, we mentioned it last week, like OC's been delayed a week. And so now there's like all these reports that they think it's, people think it's due to editing because Kelly Dodd and her like QAnon and like crazy rants that she's been going on, like they're trying to edit her out of the season.
I mean, I don't think that's it.
It is curious, though, that we don't have anything new for 2 weeks.
Okay, as a Californian that lives in San Francisco, like, what we do here is way different than a lot of places. So it would be interesting to...
What do you mean?
Like, people don't wear masks everywhere. Like, here, if you don't wear a mask, they will yell at you on the street.
Oh, okay.
You know? Like,
okay.
I'd be interested to hear her perspective.
No.
Oh, I
No, you're promoting bad behavior. No.
Why can't I watch that?
Well, you can watch. No, but I think it's more along the lines of what she's saying now in real time, not on the show. It's her craziness now where she's like.
But she's always, I think that she's done this the whole time.
I agree. And I thought that one of the like plot points of this new season is like the way she speaks about things, and honestly I just don't care. It's like they push it back week and I was like, huh, and then I was like, doesn't matter. I'm gonna watch it, but I'm not gonna care about it. So we have, but don't you think it's weird, like it was supposed to start next week?
No, I do think it's weird it's been pushed back, but I also think she'll lead the show.
Yeah, I just, this is their swan song. But so here's also like some OC interesting news, right? Bronwyn's daughter, I believe it's Rowan, the one that was like heavily featured with her
dancing
disorder. Yes, and dancing. She posted the other day, "Fuck you, mom." It's a caption for her picture and then deleted the caption. What's going on?
And then Bronwyn like put up something about mental illness. And then I've also heard her talking about co-parenting, which I thought co-parenting is when you have two different households.
Well, so then there's these rumors, too, that there's a West Coast housewife, you know. I don't know. She's currently in Salt Lake City. So I've apparently just missed her by a week or two. But it's – I don't know. I always felt like Sean was more – that's his name, right? Her husband, Sean?
Yes.
I always felt like he was always more into her, and she's – wants to experiment and be out there and like make out with girls and make out with guys and see what's going on. And I just need to know why the daughter said, "Fuck you, mom." I need to know.
I mean, I think, you know, you're 19. We didn't have social media to say it.
I know, but I'm saying I need to know why she did it. Like, what did Bronwyn do or not do?
Yeah. I don't know.
It'll be interesting. I'm very interested. And I'm like, are her and Sean separated? What's going on? I need to know. I don't need to know, but it's like,
in you're this curious. World, it sparks curiosity.
Yeah. Okay, but I'll tell you what I was not curious about.
Okay.
Oh, I know. Sex of Jax's kid. I don't care. I'm like, are you telling me that's not a baby, a corn baby in her stomach? Like, I don't care.
Well, and also, like, they looked like they had, like, this amazing spread, like, a huge charcuterie plate. And I was, like, so nervous, just, like, COVID thinking.
Yeah.
I was like, there's too many people here. Nobody's wearing a mask. Everyone is, like, it was a beautiful plate. But, like, I'm like, everyone's putting their hands in the food. You know what I mean? Like, there was a lot
of things. The way of thinking now has so changed.
Totally.
Like, and then you're like, no.
And they had a substantial party, and then he's like, "Kit, we're going to need you for our baby shower, too." Like, the charcuterie plate people. And I'm like, I can understand maybe.
Wait, so you're telling me they paid someone to make a charcuterie plate as opposed to going to Ralph's?
It was huge. It was like this amazing, delicious looking thing that I wanted.
Okay.
But
for yourself, maybe two guests.
Yeah, this was like...
With tongs to pick the stuff up.
I mean, I guess they had tongs, but I don't know. Then all the people touching the tongs and...
Yeah.
There's a lot of factors for me.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like, I think you kind of get one. You either get the gender reveal or the baby shower. Or maybe the gender reveal.
No, that's not how it is anymore. You're telling me you don't think that Britney, who had a Disney princess bridal shower, is going to skip out on a baby shower?
No, I guess
we also didn't even say. They're having a boy.
Oh, yeah.
And And then she's like, it's going to be a mini Jax. And I'm like,
you Jax mean Jason. Was like, so relieved that it was a boy. Like, he was like, thank God, Dad. Thank God.
It's also just so funny, too, because it's like, okay, Stassi's pregnant. He hooked up with her. Lala's pregnant. He hooked up with her. Brittany's pregnant. Obviously, he's hooked up with her. And they're all just like, the whole party to me was like weird because also there was this drama with Lala and Sheena last week. So Sheena on her podcast, did we mention this last week?
No.
Okay. So Sheena on her podcast basically kind of felt like Lala wasn't a good friend for her when she had her miscarriage and just, you know, kind of saying that. And I don't even think, I didn't listen to it, but from what I had heard, like, it didn't feel to me like she was shading her as much as she was just saying she, like, wasn't a good friend. Which also, Sheena needs to recognize, like, these people are not your friends. Like, they're your coworkers and they're friendly and they're acquaintances. But, like, when you look at, like, what's going on, like, they're not your friends, you know? And then Lala hears this, and of course she, like, strikes back. And she's just so...
ruthless. She's ruthless.
Oh, they said worthless. And I was like, well, okay, oh, I don't
ruthless.
Disagree with that.
Ruthless?
And she's just so mean. Like, she's not questioning her sobriety. Like, she's pregnant, like, whatever. But it's just, like, you always think, like, at some point someone's going to turn and maybe just, like, take... I would have loved to have seen Lala take the bigger... like, be the bigger person and be like, I'm really sorry Sheena felt that way. Like, that wasn't the case at all. But she's, like... she basically leaves this, like, Instagram story rant. And then at the end is, like, I can't even believe I wasted my time writing that when I'm... the show's not even filming. I'm not getting paid to do this. And it's, like, that literally tells you all you need to know right there. Like, Lala's not your friend. She's only a coworker who gets paid to have scenes with you.
I wonder what Bravo's telling them right now because... many other places have filmed in COVID. So what what are they saying to them?
I mean, the main producer Jerry, does not work for Evolution anymore. He's like literally moving his family onto a boat.
Oh.
And like doing that. So like, is it over? Was he fired? Who knows with that? But also, so at the baby shower, Sheena and Lala were there.
Right, right.
Do you think anything happened?
I think they didn't talk. I think it was very much like, hi, Sheena. Hi, Lala. And then people were, someone's floating a rumor now because Lala like posted a story about what she was wearing during her pregnancy and it covered her stomach. And the picture's there. I mean, she's just a tiny girl. She might be the type of person that does a show till 6 months.
Totally.
But people are saying she got a surrogate.
Which, if she did, though, like, good for you. Like, who are any of us to question somebody's, like, pregnancy journey? Like, do I think that Beyonce had a surrogate for her twins? Or Blue Ivy or whatever? Maybe, yeah.
Blue Ivy.
Yeah, there's, like, this whole conspiracy theory on it that, like, she had the – and they say this about Katie Holmes and Surrey. It's all these things. But, you know, your journey is your journey however you want it to be. I think Lala – I kind of agree with you. Lala's just really tiny. And some people – like, I had a girl at my office who told me she was 8 months pregnant. I was like, where? I was like, my stomach is bigger than yours. Like, I was like, oh, she was like, yeah, no, I swear. I'm like, oh, my God, like 8 months pregnant. God,
to be one of those people.
I know. What's it like? Because I give him food baby birth every night.
Okay, Bravo did start a new Bravo's chat room. And it has Kate Chastain, Giselle, Hannah from Summer House. And Portia.
Mm-hmm. So I like the format.
Okay.
It
was like a very much like a hot topic. It was like Stassi's pregnant. Like, let's talk about this. Like, it's very much like a podcast.
Mm-hmm. What I liked about it was, because I was saying to you, I think I would appreciate this more in studio. And I was like, but what I like about this is that none of the hosts have to be New York or LA based. So I think it like makes it kind of fun in that way of like, and I'm curious if it'll be them for all the time or if they'll have like a rotating cast, which would be kind of fun, I think, of like getting people's opinions different. Well,
maybe a rotating cast to start, because I don't think Hannah Fit and I thought
Giselle and Portia are just so natural at having conversations and like, and almost one, it felt very scripted a little bit to me, because even at one point when they were making fun of like Andy picking up the notes from Dorinda and Ramona and they were showing, it's like you could see their highlighted part. So it's like part of it's like definitely scripted.
Interesting.
I know. I saw little details, but.
But maybe just, like they had to like, they have to run through it one time because there's four people talking at the same time on Zoom.
For sure. And I just, yeah, to me, Hannah wasn't such a fit to me. And I would have rather, if we were like going to replace her with somebody, I would have, one, I would have rather had maybe a few, because Kate's retired, right? Basically, like I would have liked to maybe see Cam from Southern Charm.
I love that idea. But I also think it's really funny. They really want to make Kate Chastain a thing. Like mm-hmm. they tried to give her a, you know, talk show or a radio show. Like they don't want to let her go.
Well, I'm okay. Stay with me on this conspiracy theory.
Oh, sure.
After take me Kate's on this journey. After Kate's last season, which was so misogynistic and disgusting, that she was like going to threaten to like expose or do something. Not in that way, but just was like, you got like, I almost feel like they're like, we need to make you happen because we owe you.
Okay. I she's funny. She watches everything. I think your Cam casting would have been much better. Mm-hmm. Who else would I like to see? I think it might be also hard that they're like current housewives because they wouldn't want to like say
season.
They wouldn't want to say something like too controversial. Like they were very much they brought up Vicky and like, well, she started this for all of us. You know, there's definitely.
Even Portia talking about NeNe, where she was like, you know, she got Atlanta started, and I was like, I mean, yes, but also like you can say things. But I think you're right. Like, but I think I like the idea. I kind of like a rotating cast. I thought Portia seemed like she was the main host, and I think she does a great job at it.
Love her red hair.
Yes, I thought she looked fab. Giselle, still horrible fashion. At one point, they did a fashion segment where she was like, should I keep this or get rid of this? And the first thing she holds up is like a bedazzled purple dress. And they're like, no. It just made me laugh so hard. But I think
there's something there. I think it should be a podcast. I don't think you need to see it.
Are you saying that because we're a podcast? We just pitched our own show very similar to this.
I don't think you need to see it. Well, that's totally different.
Oh, okay.
But this you didn't have to see.
And now they did a lot of – so they did a lot of Bravo, and then they did a lot of like kind of pop culture moments that are happening in the country and that sort of thing. Would you prefer it to be just like Bravo focused?
No, I think you can add in pop culture. I like that. I want to see it all.
Yeah. And I thought, you know what? I just thought, and here's the thing with Hannah, too. It's like, I just felt like she was a little green compared to everybody else who seemed to have like a little bit more presence. So, like, if she gets more comfortable, maybe she'd be like a good fit. But it's like, yeah, when Summer House comes on, like, and I don't know. There's something,
It
was a miss. Yeah. But I think that there's probably, the more they do it together, the better chemistry they'll have. And I will tell you, it is far and away better than that Jerry O'Connell play.
Oh, not even, yeah.
Like not even close. But right. Who else would you like to see on it?
Let's see here.
I mean, do you put like LVP on it for an episode?
No.
It's like, because you can't have people like Bethany or NeNe or LVP, these people who are like very much want to be like the star. I think what works in that show is it's an ensemble and they're aware of it.
It's almost like
a. What about Tinsley?
Oh, that would be better than Hannah.
You'd throw Tinsley in there?
Even like a Heather Dubrow or something.
Yeah. I'd be into that. I would have said Kenya, but now she's like a current housewife again. Like maybe Sheree come back for like.
Need a picture of my wall of like the 100 housewives. So when we have these discussions, I just look and I'll be like,
Mary, I like cannot even tell you. I literally Googled yesterday, list of all the Real Housewives ever. There's a Wikipedia page. Thank God. I'll send it to you. But it just like lists them all because I'm like, you're so right. Like there are times when I'm like, oh, I'll tell you, I wanted to make a post. And it was, guys, again, everybody's sick of me saying it. But if you're sick of me saying it, I don't care. But like everybody, you need to vote. You need to vote.
Oh.
Vote for who you want. But I was like, oh, wouldn't it be really funny to do something like like almost like a cryptic thing, or it was like Vicky, somebody, Teresa, and Erica. But I couldn't figure out who would have fit the O. Like Vicky, V, O, Teresa, T, Erica, E.
There has to be someone with an O last name.
Well, I wanted like a first name. Even like if they're not a...
Oprah?
Just throw her in there.
Yeah.
Well, I was thinking more housewives, but yeah. Oprah could be fine. So if anybody can think of something.
OJ? Orenthal J. Simpson?
Ma'am, I'm thinking the housewives world. But I do like where your head is going. I mean, Oscar the Grouch?
Oh.
Oh, starring Mekhi Phifer and Josh Hartnett? Oh?
I don't know that.
Oh, it's like a modern day, quote-unquote, Othello?
Oh.
Oh, gosh. You know what? Do we need to take a break?
We need to take a quick break. Okay, we'll be right back.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So I started using Dime Beauty at the end of last year. It is a simple skincare routine. I mean, who has time for that 10-step stuff? Dime is a clean, high-end skincare that is very affordable, and it really works. Dime did not sacrifice performance just to make it clean either. And when I mean clean, Dime is 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. So I start with their gentle cleanser. It's kind of like a jelly form and smells like coconuts. Obsessed with it. Then after I wash my face, I use the TBT serum. Soaks right into your skin. And then during the day, I use their dewy day cream. Obsessed with it, melts into your skin. I finished mine in St. Lucia and was like so pissed off about it. And then at night, I have their restorative night cream and their TBT cream. This TB cream has been sold out. It's Dime's sold out retinol alternative, the TBT cream, and it's finally back in stock, so you can check that out. They have over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars. Love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com, and love the skin you're in.
Courtney and I both have Pelotons. It is always there for me. You know what I mean? Like after a long day of work, that's the last thing I want to do, jump on the bike. But I muster up the energy and I literally will be like, okay, I'm just going to do a 10-minute class. And then all of a sudden I'm like, I'm here. I feel good. This is making me feel better. Then I'll do an additional 10-minute class. Then I'll throw on another like weights one. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of workouts. I also fall in love with my instructors. I'm obsessed with Cody Rigsby. He makes me laugh. He like talks about ranch dressing, all his TV shows. He's a housewife person. Obsessed with Tunde. I want her arm. She's super inspiring. But I also love that I can be like, all right, you know what? I feel like listening to Mamma Mia. So I can do a Mamma Mia ride or a Taylor Swift ride or a Beyonce. Also, you don't have to just do rides. They have meditations. They have a walking people. And honestly, it gets your heart rate up. I know Courtney has done the marathon stuff. She's a big runner. You know, they have so many classes, 5 minutes up to an hour. I mean, so many genres, hits. I can't talk enough about the Peloton. Wherever you're starting, get moving with a Peloton bike or bike plus. You can do a rental at www.onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms do apply. Join the Peloton journey with us. I've been using Way products for years. It's O-U-A-I, and they just launched something new. It's the Anti-Frizz Cream. I have very thick, curly, unruly hair, so this is a perfect product for me. But I got to thinking about it, and it's like, if you have thin hair, thick hair, everybody has frizz. This is immediate frizz control, and it lasts up to 72 hours. And plus, it's a heat protector because I blow dry my hair. I also, you know, I'll put the curling iron on it. I'll use the straightener, but it has heat protection up to 450 degrees. Also helps reduce and repair split ends while quenching dry hair with intense hydration. And according to Consumer Perception Study, 90% of participants agreed that their hair looks less frizzy. I know I am feeling that. So I will put in this with wet or dry hair. Then I love to apply my leave-in conditioner, you know. It detangles, hydrates, helps me brush out my hair. And I can't tell you about the smells of Way. Honestly, all their products smell delicious. I'm obsessed with this scent. It's the North Bondi scent. It has like lemon and violet. It's just delicious. And then I usually will finish off after my blow dry with the hair gloss. Immediate shine helps treat damage and enhances color vibrancy. I just love all the Way products. I'm a Way girly, but be fizz free with Way. You can go to theouai.com, use promo code TJG for 15% off any of their products. That's theouai.com, promo code TJG. You know, I can't recommend it enough.
Okay. We have not got any of the silly out of us. It's still going. So thank you for sticking with us.
Let's break down this Potomac episode. It was almost like a 3-in-1 for me because we had the wine fight. Then we had the Ray situation. Then actually it was a 4-part. Then we had the Michael Ashley situation. And then we had Giselle and her dad and Jamal. Like there was a lot going on and like, we will break it down.
I felt like this was one of those episodes where I was like, okay, well, we'll get the fight. We'll get the resolution of it for the first 10 minutes, and then we're going to get filler. And they're like, no, we're not going to do that for you. We're going to give it to you. And I was like, oh, like this is what I'm telling you. Like I had to watch it so many times because I just was like, there's so many things that are going, so many things that are going on that I like, I can't keep up with it.
I am definitely Team Candace.
Okay. So that's like the big question. Team Candace or Team Monique, right? And usually I'm team – clearly I'm really team nobody on this because I don't like either of them. And I want so bad to be Team Monique, and I think I would have still been on Team Monique if she didn't go around the building and run after her.
She – well, I mean literally the rage took over her, but she
violence is never – the answer.
She held her hair for 45 seconds. Okay. 45 seconds.
And then Moni from Mixing with Moni she commented on something. It made me laugh so hard because she was saying like, okay, and her wig was still on. And if that is not an endorsement for how good this wig brand is, I don't know what is. And it made me laugh so hard because I was like, it is true. It didn't even come off one. Like it was held on there.
The other thing was too, like, if I was Candace in this situation, I would have started kicking my feet underneath the table at her. Like, it felt like
I don't think she could, though. Like, because how would she do that? Like, she'd have to hold on to this table. The table. So basically, so we mentioned it last week, but right, let's start from like the beginning of what happened. So Monique kind of starts flicking her hair and she's like, you want me to drag you? You want me to drag you? And then at one point, you can see there's like this breakdown, this like slow move breakdown that Robin pushes Monique away, I think because they're getting too close. And then you see Candace's hand kind of go in for the vest a little bit and pull Monique forward. And then Monique grabs her hair. And then
ESPN play by play.
Starts like grabbing with that one hand. And then with the other is like at that point, Candace then throws the wine in her glass. She must have also hit the glass down on the table because it breaks.
And
right?
Monique gets the cut.
I don't know what it's from because I think Candace is also scratching, right? And Monique, too, is now just pounding her head like boom, like hitting so and like her forehead. And I'm like,
what is happening? And then, like you said, so then the producers come in, the women are trying to grab. She is holding on to that hair so tight. You can tell, like, the lights are on, but nobody's home. Like, that rage. Like, she's in a blackout rage.
Like, I mean, like, you guys, it was her, it was 45 seconds of her holding on to her hair. And then they finally get her off and they, like, rush her out and they're like,
like, Monique gets pushed into the stairway of the building. Yeah, Candace gets taken to a car. And Candace is like, why am I being rushed away? It's like,
they're like, get in the car. This is a safety thing.
He's like, baby, get in the car. Right. Like, we're trying to protect you. Like, it was.
And I mean, bad for her. I feel like her immediate reaction, like, she calls her husband crying. And she's like, I'm just, like, so embarrassed. Because.
Well, we're not even there yet, though. We're not even at the car. Right. But, yes, I agree. Like. I felt like she at that point just, like, wanted to cry and break down, right? Because it's, like, one.
That's scary. Like, I, like, when, with the, like, the Marge Danielle thing, like, the embarrassment factor would be such a huge factor. But like, no, Monique is just still in the rage. She's in the doorwell trying. Then she finally just starts walking down the stairs and she finds her. She's going for her again.
The best part, like, the best part is, though, is, like, she's standing there and she's like, you know, if you're going to talk shit, you're going to get hit, blah, blah, blah. The producer is holding the door shut. Like, Karen's trying to get through because she wants to check on Monique because Karen is, like, a caring person. She's like, I need to check on everyone, make sure everyone's okay. Monique is so still, like, lights on, no one home. It's like, sir, excuse me. Excuse me. And he's like, stop it. Like, just stop it. Stop it. Like, James has been making he's the producer. He's been making, this is his second guest appearance on this show from the Michael and Ashley scene before to where she finally walks down the stairs and you're like, where is she going? And then she runs like a banshee. Okay. She's just like going after the car. Like, she's going to go after it again. And it's like, what the hell?
She also doesn't, she seem like super in shape.
Yes, I was also looking at her body is fit.
Her jeans look so good on her. I was like, God damn, she has a quite a body. Like, I was like, she's like muscular. Like, her butt is like amazing.
Check out her arms next time. Her arms are so gorgeously toned. It is
her whole body is, though. Like, she's fit.
Yeah, like, okay, so we have a girl crush on her. Okay, like, geez,
she's also gorgeous. Like, she really is.
Like, shh. Yeah, but she's, like, in such, like, blind rage. Like, she's like, I'm going to break her ass. Like, that's what you get. Like, I do it again. Like, it is, I mean.
And then she calls her husband, and she's like, oh, well, I kind of got in a fight. I was kind of bashing in her head. And he's like, that's pretty embarrassing. And she's like, well, my hood came out. Sorry. Like, but she's not sorry.
I don't think she's sorry. And, like, but here's, okay. So, again, violence is never the answer. I will always preface with that. But it's like, Candace, you can't say this. Like, you cannot talk shit like this to where you're, like, provoking. Because if you poke the bear, somebody at one point is going to react. Somebody might be a bigger person and be able to walk away. Like, but this reminds me of, like, the Kenya and Portia thing at the reunion. Like, Kenya was basically in a megaphone in front of Portia's face, like, shouting in it. And Portia snapped. And went after, you know?
I understand, and it's like, people snapping, but this was, like, pretty. This was not warranted for a snap. Like, they literally. Wait, they no, they are. No, 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 no. They are fighting about someone quote unquote, sleeping when they left, and then to, like.
And that's just the outside of it.
Mom shaming, quote unquote. Like, this escalated very quickly. And then Ashley comes back and is like,
what? Her reaction.
What?
Like, what happened? So here's what the way I look at it. Like, this is the sleeping and the mom shaming. That was just like a over, like, that's what it is, right? Like Candace keeps saying, like, oh, well, I apologize. Like, I don't understand why she's so mad, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, here's the thing. If I thought I was like, this would be, maybe this is like you and me, right? Like, we have history, we're close friends, you and I get in a fight at some point, and then we're not talking, we make up at a reunion, right? Because we're having a Two Judgy Girls reunion, Andy's hosting it, everything's okay, we've hugged it out, right? Okay. So at that point, I think we're friends. Then I hear about this rumor about me.
With the trainer.
And the trainer. Yeah. And I'm like, whoa, like, Mary, I thought we were cool. Like, I thought we had each other's back. Like, why are you doing this? And then to find out that it was Charisse who started, and then you know that Charisse started, yet you feel the need to become friends with her. Like, something shady. You're going after me. I don't like it. So that's the underlying there is how I look at it.
And I think you're actually totally right. I just, when they get physical and then like, then I, you know, Candace is like, you know, black women fighting and look so scrappy. Like, I don't want to look like a ghetto ass hood rat. That was a direct quote.
She kept saying that.
Like, and like, it seems like Wendy is very affected. She's like, I want to be a good role model for my daughter. I want her to, like, I have a seat at
Wendy's
a table.
Wendy's screaming when she was like, stop it! Stop it! And it was like, I felt like everybody there was so knocked off of, like, what was going on. Because, again, too.
No, I feel like Giselle and Robin, like, they already immediately took Candace's side. They were like.
Oh, they were looking for any excuse to get rid of Monique. Giselle has hated Monique since she joined the show. Ever since Monique said she has four homes, Giselle has hated her. But it was like, now granted, like, again, I'm not on anybody's side. I don't think that the violence is the right answer. I've never, like, never with that. But again, like, Candace, you can't be saying this shit and not thinking that somebody's gonna react at some point. And it's, I'm bummed that it's Monique that happened, because she's clearly, Monique also seems like someone who's on a lot of stress. Like, we see things that are happening with her marriage. She's got this. Like, I almost feel like she thinks she's on a show with no allies, in a sense. Like, Ashley is there, but Ashley's got baby and Michael drama. You know, even Ashley says that, like, nobody's talking about Michael's and Michael anymore. Like,
I really skated by on this one, guys.
Yeah, and then I think it
but
was
I
like
almost, am going to get a post-snap. But we'll get into that.
I thought that Monique almost, like, it was like she snapped and then was like, great, now everybody's going to be against. Like, I think she's doubling down on it because she has to.
Her, like, talking to Chris about it the next way, and he's like, you know, I'm really
Who, Candace? No, they're both, their husbands are named Chris. Oh,
so Monique talking to Chris is like, I'm, he's like, I'm disappointed, you know, shouldn't be fighting. And she's just like washing her child's hair, like talking about it in front of them.
So
like,
nonchalant.
Yeah. She's just like, I don't really care about my image. Like, this was a long time coming. Like, I snapped, you know, and I was taught as a child, you don't start a fight, but you defend yourself. And I was just defending myself.
As Candy once said, don't start none, won't be none.
I mean, there is a certain point where you definitely do need to, like, protect yourself, but I think she threw the first punch on this one. Yeah, and by punch, I mean hair grab for 45 seconds.
So, and Monique also, I feel like there are some anger issues with Monique because, like, there was an umbrella incident with Robin a few seasons back.
Like, and Robin is saying she saw the devil possessed in her, and, like.
I saw it, too.
Giselle and Robin are, like, done.
Yeah, which, again, but it's, like, it's so wild to me because they get in each other's face. You're just like, oh, okay. Now, a lot of people are like, well, I thought we were going to get more from that. Oh. I was like, oh, my
I'm
God.
I'm glad we didn't. I'm glad it stopped there. And I also like how Candace was the next day, like, her husband's like, do you need to see a doctor? Like, I think, like, Marge, you know, she's like, oh, I got whiplash. Like,
Vicky, could you imagine Vicky would be like, I've been concussed. Right. Like I have cancer now.
She definitely is like, I don't have a concussion. My head hurts from being pulled, but, you know. And she's like she's I want nothing to do with her. Her intention was to hurt me. And this is just like. Way too much.
Too far. Yeah. Yep. And so now there's this rumor, too, that, like, we will only see Monique, like, next week. Like, Karen and Ashley were basically at that point were the only ones who wanted to, like, film with her. And, you know, I think there should be a clause in Housewives stuff of, like, if it gets violent, you know.
Absolutely.
Unless
you get suspended.
Like, it's like Nene got to come back. She literally broke a producer's tooth. Like, we've got Teresa, who, remember when she pushed Andy? It's like, we have, like, a lot of incidents of that are, like, crossing the line, and yet people still get a pass. But, like, to me, it's like, if you, like, throw fists or you do something.
But even, like, throwing the wine, too. Like,
I agree.
It's just
passes to a level, as Ramona would say, it's D-class A.
It is. But, honestly, someone's gonna get hurt. Like, right. Legit.
And there's gonna be a liability at some point.
Yeah, like, especially with the glasses thing.
But I also say, too, is like, again, I don't want to go back, but, like, Candace was in the wrong because she's also waving that knife before. Like, she should have been suspended when she threatened Ashley with a butter knife before, too. It's like, because here's a perfect example of what happens when the person that you go after decides to fight back, right?
What if Potomac's, what they held was a butter knife? They're like,
good.
Like, they're like, doo-doo-doo-doo, and yeah, they're all just standing like
holding butter knives.
I would love it. I would love it.
I mean, it could go for a lot of things. A new girl comes in, and they're like, here's the knife.
We're passing the torch, but it's a butter knife. We got it
gold-plated for you. Yeah. I just, you know, it's like, obviously, how do you come back from the situation, right? Like, we see next week, and I don't mean to go into, like, further, but we see next week that they all have a meeting. Candace isn't going to show up. And it just sounds like, you know, Monique's probably going to be on the outs with everyone, unfortunately, for her. But it's also like, you can't do that.
No, you can't. You can't.
You can't do that. But what if, like, should both Monique and Candace go?
I don't know yet. I think... Monique. I mean, I think Monique wrote her own story. Even she did an Instagram stories this week.
She's doubling down.
Still not a lot of remorse there. So
now, okay, I'm going to say something controversial, but Candace annoys me to no end. That I don't know if that I might say, like, hey, I'm sorry that I snapped, but I'd be like, but maybe she deserved it. Again, violence is not the answer, but I just think Candace is so freaking annoying. Like, it's like rage, and you know when you like watch something and you're like, this is just like rage inducing. Like, if I was there, like,
Polly Pocket gets under your skin.
Yeah, well, I just think, like, okay, I think when Denise was on Beverly Hills and like how pissed she was when she's like, I'm walking away, because I'm like, I'd be so angry in that situation if I had to like defend my marriage. I'd be like, oh, fuck this, like, ugh. Anyways, is there anything else that you want to mention about the fight? I mean, Candace's hair, though, I will laugh because it was like, when she was like, is my wig still on? And there was just like this rat's nest on the top. And
oh, God,
like,
oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Oh, you've been through something. And I will say that I think that the producers did a great job of like kind of getting them apart, because all I thought too was, if Candace, who's trying to, like, basically defend herself, right? She throws the wine glass breaks. Like, what if she stabbed Monique because she's defending herself with, you know how you said that, yeah, it's going to go too far?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
And she's not trying to. She's just defending herself.
Right.
It could have been really, really bad.
Yeah. No, I completely agree with that. I don't.
Yeah. So, so it did kind of make me laugh a little bit when the next day too, right? Like, Wendy says she wants to be a good role model. She wants to be at the table. You know, like, this isn't the things to be doing. And then Giselle's like, well, I don't want to be a part of that because I'm raising my girls to be strong black women. And I just thought, you're with your cheating ex-husband who's now doing some sort of tax evasion by putting a restaurant in 13 and 14-year-old girls' names. He has, like, you know, he's stepping out a lot on you. Like, he has apparently 11 children, but only, like, quote-unquote claims 7 of them. It's like, if you want to be a role model for them, I think you need to show respect for yourself. And that might be a controversial statement I just made there, but that's how I feel.
But the restaurant's closed, right?
Yes.
Okay. Also, like, with Jamal, so wait, he has 11 children? And he only claims
a word on the street.
Okay, word on the street.
And then, but I mean, quote unquote, claims 7 of them, which who knows? But it just seems Jamal is a shady character,
right? Well, and then I mean, so I really did enjoy this scene with Giselle and her dad, and the, you know, her dad's being, you know, trying to be as supportive as he can be, and like whatever makes my girl happy. And she's like, well, you didn't come to the first wedding.
Which was wild to me. Why didn't he come to the first wedding? I mean, I think we might know why, but it's just
because there was infidelity before they even got married.
Right. I mean, again, a cheater, pumpkin eater.
Yeah.
Jamal. But I thought her dad was so sweet.
And he said he would walk her down the aisle and that he would be there and, you know, who were all these people at the grand opening?
Okay, so here's what made me laugh, right? So the day before or whatever, she's like, we're going to Atlanta to get the girls acclimated to the restaurant, as if, like, they're going to be giving out orders to people, you know? Like, she's like, you know, we got to get them. And it's a regular day there, right? Like, it's a regular day. They're getting a tour of, like, oh, they're, you know, here's where we do this, here's where we do this, here's where. And then at the grand opening, they're like, Giselle's, I don't mean to skip ahead, but she goes to her dad when they're all at a table. She goes, you would not believe, this is night and day from the other day.
And no, I'm one,
like,
was here.
It's the
It's the grand opening. What do you mean? There should be people here. Like, this relaunch of it all.
But like, I honestly was like, who are all these people? Who were those people?
From like, from Jamal's congregation, maybe?
I felt like they were from the church, and maybe it was like everything was
Central
free.
Central casting?
Was free? It was, yeah. Was the food free? I mean, it's out of business. But no, and Curtis is just like sitting at the table with Jamal, like trying to be so nice and cordial. He's like, okay, Jamal, back with him. You know, it's for the girls and I want everyone to be happy. But he's just like, I'm going to go to the bathroom. And he's like, oh, I am
my God.
Done. He has 6 or 7 baby mamas. He's like, I'm done. I can't put on this charade any longer. Like, this is not going to go down with me.
He just was like,
and then she said on the show, on the her new show, that her dad still would walk her down the aisle, though.
Well, I mean, he said it, so he obviously, like, that news was no new information for him. He already knew, but it's like, Giselle, don't get married to him. Like, he's clearly doing shady shit. This isn't the Righteous Gemstones over here. Like, come on, like, get out. Yeah. Like, I just... Jamal, I do not like what I see. The fact that the restaurant's closed. It's like, I also am like, if my dad bought me a restaurant and then told me I had to clean dishes during the summer, I'd be like, well, I'm missing my flight to Atlanta. I am not coming down here. I am missing my flight. Like, I'm over it. And I love the hot mic moment. I thought it was great. And it also was like, I feel like that's such a dad thing, though, where he's like, I don't like this at all. He's like, but I'm still going to support my daughter. Like, it's so cute.
I think he has to because he didn't the first time, maybe.
Maybe.
You know.
I don't know. Just Jamal. And I did.
My grandfather didn't go to one of his daughter's weddings.
Oh my God. He didn't come to your mom's wedding?
No, not my mom. One of my aunts.
It's also so in the interview look too, I thought Giselle has never looked better when they asked her about how many kids Jamal has and she won't answer.
That was pretty smart of her, to be honest. Yeah, and she actually gave a good reason. It was like, you know, I don't know those women. I don't know those kids. Like, that's none of anyone's business. Totally.
But I thought her hair looked amazing. It was like this blunt cut. I thought, like, this is one of her, like, better confessional looks. Because, again, Giselle, the fashion is horrible.
Just get a stylist.
Like, honestly, just anyone. Like, you could probably... Bravo will probably hire you one.
You can write that off.
Quan, you have your own show now. Like, besides Potomac. Like, you have Potomac and you have Chat Room that I guarantee you could write. You can stylist write that for off. The... Yeah. You know? I mean, some people write it off for $70,000 a year. So, okay. So, let's go. Was there anything else about Giselle and Jamal?
No. Let's talk about Michael and Ashley because there wasn't that... They just had this one scene, basically. And Michael's having a Corona and he said that Ashley could have a sip.
I pumped so I can have a sip. It's like, okay. And watching them drink the Corona together, I was like, that's where it started. The virus started right from this Corona.
No, but they also felt like it felt really awkward. Like, yeah. There was this uncomfortable thing. I didn't know.
Do you think?
They couldn't make eye contact.
Do you think Ashley was like, you have embarrassed me way too many times on this freaking show. So now I'm going to put this situation back on you. We're going to talk about postnuptial and we're going to talk about it on camera.
Okay? I hope they really have a postnuptial agreement. And if he isn't disciplined, she gets a shit ton of money. I also want to know, so the prenup's only for 5 years. Basically, if she stays with him for 5 years, she'll get 50% of his
And they've been
stuff.
For 5 years, it sounds like, right?
No, I think it's like 2018.
Did she get married on the show? I don't remember that.
Yeah, no. It's like 2018.
What? No.
Check. Dean's, check.
Dean is one. Is one
Dean's getting
old.
Potty trained this week, guys. I saw it all.
But he's just
saw it all. Well, he's obviously very far behind. Monique would like a word. But he's just like, yeah, sure. If you want that postnuptial agreement, I'm invested.
It was just was the whole thing was just very interesting.
Did you figure out when they got married?
I'm sorry. May 2014. Yeah, don't try me on this.
They did a flashback to 2018.
But she was signing... I think she was signing something else. I remember thinking, like, when that happened that it was, like, weird that she had signed... No, because I knew that they had been married for a while.
That doesn't make sense then.
I think maybe she signed an extension. I'm not kidding. Like, I cannot remember the details, but I remember when she signed, I thought it was weird that she signed something that they were already, because they were already married.
Oh, like she signed a prenup after the 5 years?
I think she signed a prenup and then it was, I don't
remember. Like they were married for 5 years.
Somebody's yelling at us right now, but they were already married and she signed something.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah. I thought maybe it's an extension of the prenup or something. I don't know. I'm sorry. I cannot remember. My memory is mush right now.
Okay. Well, let's talk about Ray and Karen. So
we got two different scenes with them of a very like left and right of the spectrum. Did you feel that?
I couldn't believe how honest he was on camera.
So the first
and Karen was, couldn't either.
So the first one was Ray's birthday and Karen used to cook, but now pretends she doesn't know how to. So she's hired a chef to cook for Ray, but he shouldn't get used to it. And I was like, okay, send out for your meals. Get HelloFresh. No, I'm just kidding.
We do have a code right now.
We do, TJG80. But that's, you don't have to use it. But that was, anyways. So she's like, hired this, and Ray wants to feel good. He feels neglected because she's a businesswoman now. And it's like, all these things are happening. It's like,
well, but I think this has happened a lot in housewife history when the
I'm sorry, you guys. My friend has this dog. It's like this big golden doodle. And somehow he knows how to open the doors to the room. He's jumped in my bed at 7 a.m. every morning. Just be like, hi. And so if he sees a closed door, like he did to me in the bathroom the other day. I was like, I am in here. What the hell? Was the dog just like coming in like, hey. I'm sorry.
It's not the worst way to wake up. Anyways, so, but like Karen and Ray, they're trying to get back their love connection. And, you know, they don't do therapy. So Karen gets this life coach, Angela, who has pillow talk. And, you know, but I think they had some like really good questions. Like, are you guys.
But still- also her title was radio host.
That's like her thing. Her show is like pillow talk.
Oh,
yeah. That's like. I think that's how they kind of got to agree. It wasn't like a therapist.
No, we're just going to get a radio host to come in.
And she's like, so are you guys intimate? And like, he's like, well, you know, not as much as. And it's
pussy popping handstands.
Ray's like, the winds don't go the same way. The hurricanes, like. And then.
Well, then she was like, okay, Karen, what's the worst thing about Ray, like the best thing, and what's the worst thing? And she says he snores and it's annoying. I'm like,
that's the worst thing. That is the worst because then you can't sleep and then you're cranky.
I think there. I mean, to me, it sounds like the worst is that I don't think my husband loves me, but snoring is fine.
And then he's like, well, like Karen's just too busy. Like she doesn't give me the attention anymore. Like she doesn't cook. I guess she's just cooking for the kids. Before and then Karen's like, well, you don't like date me now. Like I need to know you love me. And Karen's like, I'm in love with you. And Ray says, I think I'm in love with you.
Yeah, like she the radio host asked, like, are you in love with Ray? Are you in love with Karen? Like, I think I am. And it was like
he's like, I knew I was at one point. It just doesn't feel the same way. And it's just different.
And then she's like, well, everybody knows I'm in love with you. Yeah. He's like, I'm being honest. Like, it was this thing because, again, I said,
it was
like,
sad. It was sad because I think it was a storyline and they're feeling disconnected. But also, I think this has been a storyline with many housewives where the husband has been the primary breadwinner, caretaker. And then these housewives get a little bit of fame and they take it on. Like, and they were the betas.
Yep.
And the husbands don't know what to do, and then they all divorce. I think this has happened basically every Orange County cast member.
Well, it's been interesting, too, because there's a way to do it where, like, Stephanie Holman, I think she does a good job where she just has fun on the Housewives, but she, like, lets her husband know she relies on him for a lot, you know? The only thing that he's really changed is not giving her lists anymore. Like, you know, and so it's like, but then people, you know, they're like, oh, look at the things I can do. I think like when a lot of housewives go on this, like almost a little bit insecure of who they are as a person, like what do I contribute in a sense? And then it's like, oh my gosh, like, wow, people like me for me without my plus one, or like I can do
these things. Or I don't need his money. I can make my own money. Like, well, I mean, literally, like, yeah. Tamara, Vicky, Alexis Bellino. I mean, literally everyone's been divorced.
Ramona, Luann, yeah. Like, every house, like, all these housewives divorced. Shanna Bador, you know, it's all these housewives. Because it's also, like, when you're in a relationship, right, people change and you're supposed to change and grow together. But a lot of this change happens so fast that, like, it's almost whiplash in a sense. But I felt before Karen was pushing this as maybe a fake storyline and then was like, oh, you really feel this way?
And oh, I don't shit. Even think, like, I don't even think he cares about, like, the fame part. And it's like, he's, like, not getting the time with her.
The intimacy. Like, maybe his love language is time spent together.
Yeah, and a good meal.
Yeah, and, she, you know, even, but I felt when she was like, I just need a minute. She went upstairs and she went into her closet to take her microphone off. And she's like, I just have to breathe. And I was like, oh, no, grand dame, no. I feel like, oh. Because I feel like Karen is doing such a good job this season of being this mediator for everybody. Like,
yeah, she, like, ran to Monique's side. And, yeah. Like, she's, will listen to Candace as well. She's trying to, she's the mama bear.
Mm-hmm. And I just, you know, I thought that there, it just, you felt, I really felt bad for her. This, I was like, okay, I did too. I think this is
became,
fully
this
real
became
now.
Too real.
It was too real. Like this, we bookended the episode with too real.
Yeah.
Well, we did. I mean, well, we did because we ended with the hot mic.
You guys, like, so many things happened. Like, and so many walls were broken, like, fourth walls. Like, we literally saw the microphone with Curtis, Jamal, and Giselle. We saw the microphone come off with Ray and Karen. We saw the producers get into it with the fight. The only thing
and
that
we
wasn't.
We saw the, you know, like, deep throating of a Corona from Michael and Ashley. And that, to me, is breaking the fourth wall. I don't need to see it, okay? But I thought it was like this might be one of the top five episodes. Like, when I think about, or like, incidents, like, when you think about, like, Scary Island, you think, like, you just think about these, like, iconic, like, the table flipping in
the dinner from hell.
Yes, like, you just think, like, you know, it's almost like Naked Wasted. And I just think
Naked Wasted. Don't watch now, guys. Hashtag
no. No, yeah. I'm just thinking, like, these iconic moments that happen that it's not iconic. You know what I mean? Like, just these things that stay with us forever. It's like, this episode will stay with me.
They're doing a great job. This is Roni-esque. I thought, mm-hmm. Yeah, I loved it. What else are you watching this week? I'm deep in the vow. I'm all okay. Caught up. Uh-huh. Woo! You guys get past the first three episodes and you're in for a real treat.
Well, tonight, oh my God, I'm so excited, is the Love Island finale. And so let me tell you guys. So I'm on a call with somebody today, like with one of my colleagues. And I'm like, so what are you doing tonight? And she's like, oh, I'm watching the final. And I was like, oh my God, the Love Island finale. I know. Are you so excited? She's like, of the NBA. And I was like, oh, the Lakers.
Is it the Lakers? No, it's not the Lakers.
Yes, it is.
Oh, it is. Sports this year are just...
It's just too wild. It's like off the...
I don't even know. I know baseball is in the playoffs. And then, I mean, I know football is happening.
It's Miami Heat versus Lakers, right? It's like LeBron's old team.
Wait, I didn't know that it was the Lakers. Interesting. Yeah.
The more you know. But anyway, so I made an ass of myself and I was like, oh, well...
I'm watching something different, obviously.
I'm like, oh, well, obviously I'm going to watch that first, but then it's the Love Island finale, and I've spent like 40 hours watching this show, double time because I had to watch with my parents, too. So I'm like really invested. Like, if Jaleb doesn't win, I'm going to be so sad. Justine and Caleb are perfect. Oh, God, they're so cute. They're so cute. I'd be so happy for them to win. Then tomorrow night on what's one of the worst seasons of Big Brother, but it's a triple eviction.
Oh, okay.
So they've only ever done a double eviction.
Okay.
So a triple eviction is a big deal. So yeah, I'm going to have 2 hours of my night spent tomorrow night doing that. Got okay.
It. Okay.
With other things I'm watching, second season of Pen 15 on Hulu. It's so good. It's better. I mean, it's just as equally as great as the first season. So highly recommend that.
Okay.
What else are you watching besides The Vow? I'm also, you guys, Mariah Carey's book was released on Tuesday.
Oh, are you listening?
Yesterday. Oh, yeah. I have been, like, today, I wanted to go, like, on a walk or a bike ride by myself, but then my friend was like, oh, I'll come. And I was like, oh, okay.
You're like, because really I wanted to listen to my audiobook.
Then he had a call. He had, like, a call while we were on the walk, and I was like, beep, boop, boop. click, click, like listening. I feel like this is the most raw and real that she's ever been.
Oh, wow.
I know. So I'm like, I'm just in childhood right now, but I'm waiting. Like, I cannot wait to see what happens when she talks about her TRL appearance where she was like basically having a breakdown. Do you remember that?
Yes.
She was, yes. So it's, you know, I have an Audible book club. So
cool.
Yeah. Fun. You know, two of them. It's only two other people, but.
Oh, it's Ayala and Tiffy.
Yeah. Oh, cool. Exactly. So that's what I'm doing.
Okay. No, yeah. I'll just continue to be an armchair detective. There's also a new documentary coming out about that man that murdered his family in Colorado.
Oh, Chris Watts.
I think so.
Yep. Oh, you got to tell me about that where I watched that one, because I will watch that one. I felt invested in that one.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Guys, that's it for this week.
Happy National Podcast Day, Mary.
Oh, and to you.
Oh, thank you, ma'am. Everybody have a great rest of your week.
Chat soon.
Yeah, we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Did you know most traditional creams or serums are made up of about 70% water? 15% going into emulsifiers and preservative, and that makes up the goo of the cream. And that leaves only 15% for active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But there is a better way. Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber Skincare harnesses nanofibers. They're tiny natural fibers, 500 times smaller than a human hair. And their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years, and just a year ago achieved a remarkable breakthrough, encapsulating active ingredients directly into these natural nanofibers. So the result is a formulation free from water, emulsifiers, and preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but five times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is an anti-wrinkle, and it's not just effective, it is fast. Upon the application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly. But that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. It's worth checking out their Instagram, Fiber Skincare, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect. And it's easier to apply this by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into the skin super quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack. It's a precursor for the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. With their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. And if you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They have clinically tested the program to be the most effective if you use the 1 week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you their monthly pack to remind you to do it. And you can pause or cancel it at any time. And it gives you the control of your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. That's fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off.
You know, Courtney and I are always on a health journey. We're always trying to lose weight. And we recently started Noom, and it is a personalized plan that meets individual needs. They take into account medical issues. They take into account dietary restrictions. They take into account the psychology behind losing weight and the biology, meeting you where you're at. So they have an app, and you can go onto the Noom app and you can share, like, they have coaching, they have recipe ideas, you input your food, but it really helps me stop mindlessly eating. So it
is very sustainable and it is not a restrictive weight loss program. Because, you know, I like my chocolate. I love my popcorn. I like my wine. And guess what? With Noom, they take that into account. We're not going to be like never having to treat again, right? I love that it is psychology and biology based. So Noom uses psychology. That's why they say losing weight starts with your brain. But it also takes into account, you know, the biological factors, which also affect weight loss. And the program helps you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have cravings. I am such a craving girl. To date, Noom has helped more than 5.2 million people lose weight. And the program's totally flexible. Noom's flexible program is focused on progress instead of perfection, which is that's what I need, because sometimes you have a couple setbacks and that's okay. It's not about perfection. It's about creating healthy habits. And Noom's approach is grounded in science. They've published more than 30 peer-reviewed scientific articles describing their methods and effectiveness. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. You can sign up for a trial today at Noom.com and check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living, available to buy now wherever books are sold. So guys, check out Noom.com today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.